And so today what I want to provide for you is a quick update on some of the things in ESSA that I think that school law attorneys need to know. There's resources in your materials that go into further depth about other issues, but I tried to focus in on things that that I think that school law attorneys need to know. So one thing, we'll start with federal accountability plans and improvement plans. And I know some school law attorneys think, why do I need to know about school accountability? What does that have to do with, the day-to-day of your job? And I want to present to you three arguments, three reasons that I think that every school law attorney, or if you're a teacher's attorney, or especially if you're an administrator, that you should focus, so that you should know about school accountability. So the first reason is that as informed citizens, we should all know about how schools are held accountable. How are we deciding whether a school is performing, whether students are learning? I think that all taxpayers should know about how schools are rated. So that's one reason. The second reason is because your clients care. Your clients, the school districts, the board members, the superintendents, they care about accountability. We see that with the A through F system that is in Texas right now. We know that this is a something that people are very passionate about. And that, especially people in education, this is one way to stay informed in this field of education. And the third thing is that it's a moving target. We have proposed legislation coming through in the next legislative session. We've got, obviously, a new administration. And so there's a lot of areas where you could provide clarity in the school accountability system, in these new laws that are coming forth and new regulations. So the bottom three in the red there, teacher qualifications, homeless and foster care, and aiding and abetting, those are more of the things that are going to affect your practice. Teacher qualifications, I'm sure you all know highly qualified is gone, so we'll talk a little bit about that.